Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Braves Beach House Podcast. Today we're doing a little bit of what we're calling a live lunch. We're on our lunch break right now and we are here to talk with you. We're going to be answering your viewer questions this episode coming up a little bit later. We also talk about the wild week that was between Hurricanes, clinching a postseason berth, and now in the wild card tonight. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And we have everything going on the month of October at the Cheeky Bar. We'll be talking about right here, right now. Joining us right now is a very special guest, our community relations and brand coordinator, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here. I'm excited to be on the podcast for the first time.
Yeah, first time. People might have seen you on Slicer on the Street as the guy who likes mayo on hot dogs, but we won't dive into that any further. But first, let's just start out. Last week, wild week is
crazy
how I would describe it. Yeah. We started out preparing for a hurricane, then I guess a tropical storm.
Yes.
No one knew
it turned into.
No one knew where it was going. So Helene, as everyone knows, did come here through Northport. And I mean, everything for the most part is okay here at the stadium.
Yes. I cover all of our socials here at the ballpark. And we had a lot of people reach out and concerned about our facility here. We got through the storm, you know, minimal damage. You know, I wish we could say the same about our community. Some of them had some difficult times, and we hope for a fast recovery for them as
for
well.
For sure. Not just here in Southwest Florida, part of Braves Country, but all the states of Braves Country. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, all going through it. And our thoughts are with all of Braves Country out there. Hopefully the baseball being played on the field the last couple of nights has brought some juice and some good positive energy. And we had the wild hurricane.
The wild weekend, too.
Wild weekend. Our series in Atlanta against the Mets. We were supposed to play two games. We won the first game. We were supposed to play two games, but Helene canceled the storms, and they ended up moving them till yesterday.
You remember the text I sent you that night, how mad I was?
Yes. It was raining in Atlanta the first night, completely unrelated to the storm. But anyway, so crazy week. We ended up winning the first two games against the Royals. Very exciting.
Yep.
Playoff hopes were high.
And the stadium was packed. It seemed like an October like crowd. It was good.
For sure. And then Sunday, couldn't quite get the job done against the Royals. And so we had to play game 161 and 162 yesterday.
Boy, 161, even though it didn't turn out in our favor, that's probably one of the most exciting baseball games I've watched in a long time.
Best baseball game of my lifetime, I would say. Between Ozzie Albies coming out, getting the Braves lead relatively early in the game, the Mets battling back. But not so fast at the Braves as Ozzie was able to get those runs across the plate going in.
I think it was the eighth. The bottom of the eighth.
And then the ninth, obviously.
What a game.
Didn't come out on top with first game, but in the second game, we were able to go on and clinch.
Squeaked by. You got enough offense to do it.
Some might say we dig deep.
We did dig deep.
And we're hoping to dig deep some more tonight as the first game of the wild card, National League wild card series starts tonight against the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
So
8:05 first pitch, I believe.
8:38 p.m. So we got that coming up tonight, tomorrow, and possibly, if necessary, later on in the week. So we got all that, but we did put out a call for questions last week on our social media.
We did, and we got a lot of them. Unfortunately, we couldn't answer every single question we got, but we knocked it down to some of our good ones. The first question I want to ask is kind of funny. It was sent to us on Instagram. Do you guys, or have you guys ever had an alligator on the complex here?
Yeah, so living in Florida here, we have all sorts of wildlife. Just this morning when I came to the complex, we had a sandhill crane on the plaza out by the retired numbers and the numbers. And I mean, it was cawing, making all sorts of noise. But yeah, we got two sandhill cranes that we claim live here on property, righty and lefty, and you'll see them from time to time. We got all sorts of things from, it's Florida. You never know what you might see. As for alligators, since I've been here, there hasn't been any on the property, obviously. We are in Southwest Florida. If you go to a body of water, I mean, there could be an alligator in there. So luckily, none on our property here at Coolidge Day Park that I've seen, at least.
That was a fun question to start things off with.
Yeah, it's very Florida. It's very appropriate for the Braves Beach
Spring draining-esque.
Yes.
Next question. When is the next facility tour?
Yeah, so facility tours, we just launched a new route. It's very exciting. I know you actually were along the tour, so I'll let you talk a little bit about the new tour route.
Yes, our new tour route is very exciting for the baseball fan to come in and see kind of the behind-the-scenes look here at Coolidge Day Park. You get to start out in front of our retired numbers and come in and you get to tour the facility. You get to head up into the press box, go through there, down into the Braves dugout. It's a really cool experience. And the new stop that we've added onto our tour route is the Braves Academy, the theater out in, it's behind the stadium out in Wright Field. You'll be able to go into that theater where, you know, all the 40-man roster meet. It's really cool. Yeah.
The first day that they get here to Cool Day Park, when pitchers and, or the whole team reports, not just pitchers and catchers, Snit leads the meeting and inspires the team to go on to clinch a postseason every year. So it's where it all starts. It all started there and set the agenda and the tone for the whole year in that room. And I think really that whole vibe is just,
you can feel the energy in the room. Yeah, absolutely. And then after that, you get the complimentary lunch option with your ticket price or purchase through our tour. At the Tiki Bar here at Cool Day Park. And then that kind of wraps up your tour. It's a really cool experience to come out and check everything out.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of cool places to go, as well as great photo opportunities. You're going to go on the field, the dugout, all these places. Of course, tour stops are subject to change depending on ballpark availability, but that is our general tour route. And the next date is October 29th.
Yep. I believe it's the last Tuesday of every month.
And you can see all the tour dates for the rest of the year right now on our website.
CoolDayPark.com/tours.
So get your tickets now before they sell out. We got any more questions?
Yes. Our next question is, can you order merchandise from the store online?
Yes. Yeah, so unfortunately, due to MLB regulations, you cannot order merchandise from our Braves Clubhouse store here at Cool Day Park online. However, you can place a phone order by calling our phone number here at Cool Day Park, and it's option number 2, and the team store can ship merchandise all across the country. I mean, great chance to get some new Braves gear.
Next question, kind of revolving around that. Was there or is there going to be a postseason merchandise order? That one came in pretty soon.
So we don't have it here yet, but stay tuned and we'll get that.
Sweet. Next question. When do spring training season game tickets go on sale?
So yeah, spring training tickets, season tickets, Braves Beach Club memberships, and our group and hospitality spaces are actually on sale now. So if you want to get tickets to all the games here taking place at Cool Day Park, you can get those, as well as if you want to book a suite or a group area, those are on sale now. As for single game tickets, we have not announced when they're going on sale yet, nor have we announced game times. But you'll be able to find out that relatively soon here on our social media channels, as well as CoolDayPark.com. That's how you can find out first.
Sticking to the baseball side of things, our next question is, can you break down the colors on our wild schedule that we put out for everybody to see?
Yeah, so I mean, if you look on our calendar for the season, pocket schedules are coming soon, so be sure to spot them throughout Braves country here. But we got all sorts of different colors of the rainbow on it. So we got our blue games, which is our home games, our red games, which are our premium home games, we got white games, which are our away games, and then we have a royal blue color, which is our MILB spring breakout game. We also got asterisks, which is split squad. So let's break that all down. A blue game is just a regular home game here at Cool Day Park. The Atlanta Braves will be taking on whoever the opponent is that day here at Cool Day Park, regular game. A premium game is against a more desirable opponent. We're expecting higher attendance for those games, and so they're at a slightly higher price point, but it's still a home game played right here in Northport at Cool Day Park. As for the white games, those are games that are taking place on the road at any of the ballparks in the Grapefruit League. The Braves will travel there no game at Cool Day Park when it's gray. Split squads are when our Atlanta Braves will split up. Basically, we'll have two games going on at once, a little bit of spring training magic. You got the Braves playing here at Cool Day Park, and they'll also be traveling to another city here throughout the Grapefruit League. So you got double the chances to see the Braves on those split squad games.
That's a cool idea. They started doing that a couple years ago, and I really love that.
Yeah.
Next question. When and what is the spring breakout game?
Yeah, so you might have heard about the MILB spring breakout. That is top prospects from the Detroit Tigers will be taking on top prospects from the Atlanta Braves here at Cool Day Park. That's going to be on March 16th. The game time for that and pricing are still to be announced. But basically, it's like a futures game that happens during All-Star Week, taking place in a more intimate setting here at our ballpark. And you will have a great chance to see some of the Braves and Tigers of tomorrow. I mean, I'm very excited to see. We got a great farm system here in Braves Country, and you'll be able to see it all.
That's really cool. Here. Next question for you. Is there any opportunity to see baseball here at Cool Day Park before spring training?
Yeah, so during spring training, before spring training, the weeks leading up to spring training, there's not going to be any games going on here at Coulee Day Park. In early next year, we will be announcing when the stadium will be open for practices during pitchers and catchers reporting and while the whole team workout here. All that is subject to change day to day, but you have a chance to see it. You also have a chance to see baseball after the Major League spring training ends. We have minor league extended spring training, which takes place on the backfields. And of course, during the summer months, we have our Florida Complex League, the Rookie Ball League, takes place on the big field here at Coulee Day Park.
Plenty of baseball to be watched down here. Last question. It's kind of a fun question. Kind of comes from our Atlanta crowd. Where's the Cracker Jacks?
Cracker Jacks, you know, synonymous with baseball. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. People have mentioned a few times that we do not sell Cracker Jacks here at Coulee Day Park. And while we are sad that we do not offer Cracker Jacks, I am here to offer you a food hack. So listen up. All right. You might have seen Pop Dogs. It's our gourmet popcorn hot dog stand in Welland Park. Well, they actually have a pop-up location here at the stadium. It's located by the berm this year. So you can get some freshly popped caramel popcorn there. That's your first ingredient, Cracker Jacks. And then you can get a bag of peanuts.
Ah, there we go.
Ingredient of Cracker Jacks. So all you gotta do, take your peanuts, take your popcorn, mix it together, and you got some DIY Cracker Jacks. And it's not just prepackaged Cracker Jacks. It's made fresh by you. So what a great chance. So I wanna thank Sharon for that question.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good question.
That was a good question. All right, so that's it for the questions.
That's all I got.
If you guys have any other questions, feel free to leave them in the comments below. We'll get to them a little bit later in a future episode. So still taking questions, always leave them down there on our social media channels and YouTube page. All right, well, it is lunchtime more or less right now. I know you just got done eating your lunch before we started recording the show, and you tried one of the new Tiki Bar specials.
I did. It was really good. It was the smoked sausage po' boy.
Yeah, sausage po' boy, so a little bit New Orleans type of flavor.
Yeah.
It's got the smoked sausage from our smoked sausage sandwich here at the Tiki Bar with some lettuce, tomato, peppers, and onions, and a house remoulade.
Yeah, that sauce was really good.
And it's served with shark fries, so... would you get that again?
I would. I would give it an 8-1 on my scale.
8-1 on the
and
scale.
I rate food pretty hard.
Yeah, that seems a pretty good steal there. $12 available this October only. Get it while you can, served on a hoagie roll. It looks delicious. So the smoked sausage po' boy available all October long here at Coulee Day Park. Also, we got a few other specials going on. It is Tuesday right now.
Yes, it is.
This, and it is half price burger day at the Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill. So every burger, black bean burger or regular burger, is half off with a drink purchase.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And they make pretty dang good burgers, too. And you get to go watch the first round of the playoffs. A couple of innings there.
Yeah.
You enjoy your burger.
Until 9 every night. So, you can enjoy a burger. So it's a perfect. What I'd recommend, come out here, pregame the game.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cold beverage. Because any drink gets you half off the burger, whether that's water, a soda, or a beer, seltzer, wine, whatever you want to get, half price burgers. Also, if you want to save even more slicing down prices, we have half price appetizers on Sundays.
Does not include the nachos, though.
Does not include the nachos. That's very important to mention. After 5 p.m. every Sunday, you can get half price apps. And, of course, all day happy hour is continuing all day.
Every day.
It's discounted beer and well drinks. So be sure to stop by all day happy hour, half price apps, and half price burgers going on this month at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill. All right. Well, so we got lunch out of the way.
Yes.
I'll go get a burger after this half price. And there's one other thing going on at the Tiki Bar. It is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're doing something a little special. We have these custom Atlanta Braves spring training breast cancer cups with a breast cancer ribbon, the A with palm trees on there. And for $8, so you can get any beer in this cup. And a portion of the proceeds will be going to the American Cancer Society and their breast cancer research. So it really is a cup for a cure. You can raise one up to a good cause. And I mean, it's a pretty cool cup to collect.
And it's drinking with no guilt.
Yeah, drink with no guilt. That's a good one. You also, when you purchase a breast cancer cup, you're able to raise one up for somebody. You might have seen during a lot of MLB signature events, they do stand up to cancer. So kind of similar concept there. You can write down who you're raising it up for, and it will be displayed at the Tiki Bar all month long in October. So that is our breast cancer cups for a cause.
Yeah, that's really good and really cool. You know, I've had some family affected by that, and that's a really cool cause that's started here.
All right. Now the real meat and potatoes of the show. what everyone's talking about here in Braves country today.
All over.
The postseason is here. We're ready to get wild. We're ready to go dig deep. And there's a couple ways that we think you could really get into it here. And first thing is at our Braves Clubhouse store. You might want some new merch.
And a couple deals we have going on this week. 30% off all 47 branded items in the store, though that be t-shirts or their cool hat options that they offer. And like we mentioned earlier, there should be some postseason gear shipped later in the week.
Hopefully we'll get it here soon. Check the social media pages for that. But yeah, I mean, it's a great excuse to go shopping, get some new Braves gear, look your best for the postseason, rep the A. Today is rep the A day, so if you don't have an A on, there's still some time to stop by the Clubhouse Team store and get you some new Braves merchandise. Also, postseason, it's here. So you never know when something with the postseason might pop up at Cooler Day Park, whether that be giveaways or celebrations. Stay tuned to our social media channels. We're ready to celebrate. We're ready to get wild. We're ready to dig deep. So stay on the lookout for some fun postseason pop-ups happening throughout Cooler Day Park. Also, like, I don't know about you. I'm pretty superstitious. I got my playoff routines down.
I got a couple too.
Yeah. Well, what's your playoff superstitions?
So I have some that I have when I go to the games, because I've been to a couple playoff games. I love it. It's a great atmosphere. If I go to a playoff game and they win that day, whatever outfit I'm wearing, I will wash it, of course. But I will wear it that same day that the Braves have an opportunity to clinch the series.
Yeah.
That is my kind of superstition when I go to games. At home, it's wherever we score first, wherever I'm sitting in that spot, I do not move the rest of the game, because that's the scoring spot.
I like it. So you got to have your routine down. So for me, my wardrobe shrinks and shrinks every year. I got my socks on here, some Braves Skyline socks that I wore in 21. I have multiple pairs of Braves socks, but by the time we won the World Series, it was down to just these. So bringing the good vibes today for the postseason. Also, I like to eat food, that's no secret. But when I was working at Truist Park during the 2021 postseason, my go-to dinner was a Chick-fil-A sandwich and a Coke Zero. And so I will be continuing my postseason tradition.
What a Georgia meal right there.
Yes, for sure. I mean, can't go wrong. Two Atlanta staples, Coca-Cola and Chick-fil-A. So I'll be driving up to Chick-fil-A tonight, getting me my sandwich and my Coke Zero so we can be locked in and ready. We want to hear from you guys out there, though. If you guys got some fun playoff superstitions, leave them in the comments down below. Are you wearing the same underwear?
I really hope there's some good ones out there.
I'm curious. And we'll read the best ones next week here on the Braves Beach House podcast. So leave those down below. All right. Let's close it out with some upcoming events. This has been a wild show. We've rolled right through the topics. Coming up this week at Cooler Day Park on Thursday night, we have Music Bingo. It's back again, 6 p.m.
Yep.
Compete for some prizes, four rounds of fun, as we like to say. And then this weekend on Friday and Saturday, we got live entertainment at 5:30 p.m. both days. On Friday, we have John Michael Murphy. And on Saturday, we have Funky Monkey, great band if you haven't checked them out yet.
The facility will be closed Sunday, this Sunday coming up for a private event.
Correct. Facility is closed this Sunday, so you'll have to wait till next Sunday to get those half-priced apps. Also, Trivia Night coming back October 16th with Keith Hayes. So start getting your team together, start studying up.
Yep.
Get your trivia game on point so you can compete to your full ability when it comes back. Always a good time at Cooler Day Park. Next week on the show, we're talking even more, hopefully some more postseason. Hopefully we digged a little deeper. And we'll have a whole lot more in store next week. So thanks for joining us. And remember to be loud and say it proud all night long. Let's go Braves.
Go Braves.